A major report released on Friday analyses the short and long-term impact of natural disaster on older people and paves the way for improved humanitarian assistance in the future. The study, entitled 3 Years On from Japan's Tsunami, Older People and the Impact of Displacement, not only analyzes the disaster's impact on older people and the subsequent assistance given to them, it gives recommendations on how the needs of older people can be more effectively addressed in humanitarian responses across the world. The research conducted by HelpAge International and the Japanese Red Cross College of Nursing shows that a disproportionately high number of older people lost their lives during the 2011 Japan earthquake and tsunami. The report highlights the importance of preparedness in reducing unnecessary deaths and suffering in disasters, particularly among older people and the more vulnerable members of society. As well as promoting specific measures to protect older people from future disasters in Japan and elsewhere, the report highlights the fact that the knowledge of past disasters and the life experience of older people are in fact a huge resource as communities recover and move forward. I spoke to Eduardo Klein, HelpAge Regional Director for East Asia and the Pacific. He pointed out that although in Japan older people constitute 29% of the population, nearly 60% of the people who died in the disaster were over the age of 65. That, he says, raised a series of questions. First and foremost, why this disproportion?
Through different natural disasters like the tsunami in 2004, the cyclone Nargis in Myanmar in 2008, and earthquakes and floods, etc., we noticed that older people were disproportionately affected. And we, together with the Japanese Red Cross, wanted to analyze what was the situation of older people after the earthquake and the tsunami, especially considering the high proportion of older population in Japan. And the findings show that older people constitute 29% of the population in Japan. However, the people who died in the tsunami, in the earthquake and tsunami, were nearly 60% over the age of 65. So that took us to some questions. Why this disproportion? And the findings demonstrate that there were issues of lack of preparedness or weak understanding of the evacuation routes, or older people who were vulnerable, disabled, for example, did not have any ways of getting to higher grounds, and there was a lack of communications or lack of community arrangements. There were some plans, but they were not thorough enough to consider the situation of these older people. That's one explanation for the high number of casualties among this sector of the population.
I was interested to read in the report that the experiences of older people indicate that spaces for social activities become very important in the aftermath of a disaster, and that older people feel that their inability to socialize and to see friends is a huge drawback for them.
Yes, one of the main situations affecting older people that were in the evacuation centers and in other places was that they were uprooted from their close network of relatives and friends. This disruption in their lives also caused a bit of psychosocial difficulties in adapting to the new situations. But at the same time, this study found that older people were extremely receptive to making new friends, new acquaintances in the evacuation centers. And they were sort of a beacon for younger people who were also suffering the situation of being displaced in the evacuation centers. There have been some problems later when they have moved to temporary shelters. They all say they miss their friends and their relatives by twice. Once in their original place of living, and second, in the evacuation centers where they were living under the same roof with several hundred other displaced people, no? So when they went to this temporary new housing, they missed that. And I think that also highlights the importance of promoting, supporting the organization, the social life of older people, the social acquaintances of older people, no?
In the report, you point out that the knowledge of past disasters and the life experience of older people are, in fact, a huge resource for the community that recovers and moves forward.
Oh, yes, indeed. We older people cannot be considered as only vulnerable. On the contrary, older people are a huge resource for their communities, not only in Japan. We can see that, for example, in the Philippines nowadays, where we see older people from the Confederation of Associations of Older People who are mobilized in the affected areas of the typhoon, and they are providing one-to-one befriending and supporting other older people who have been affected. And somebody said older people have easier ways of communicating with other people than younger generations. It was surprising to see that, but older people in general are a resource not only of wisdom, but also of practical skills, no? And I think that has to be considered by the humanitarian world and in the responses to emergencies in the future.
So understanding the experiences of older people in Japan is crucial for addressing the needs of older people across the globe, especially as the world is getting older, isn't it?
Oh, definitely. I mean, if you ask me one key lesson from Japan and the other emergencies that we have had in the region, but especially Japan, it shows the importance of disaster preparedness, disaster risk reduction strategies. And that has to be at different levels. At the personal level, people need to know what to do in case of an emergency. For example, older people who have some chronic illness, they need to know what medicines to take. They should have that packed or ready to be taken to the evacuation centers or wherever they go. At community level, the communities need to know not only where to go, how to prepare and all that, but how to evacuate, but also who are the vulnerable within their own communities, who will need support in case of an emergency or an evacuation. And at the national level, there are not only the coordination of national plans, but also the preparedness in their responses. The rapidness of a response is crucial, no? So how to mobilize, cover the immediate needs of not only of food, non-food items, but also of health, of psychosocial support, no? And how to build the long-term recovery in parallel to the humanitarian response. That's, I think, a challenge, and that is something that the humanitarian world is only now learning.
How many older people remain displaced in Japan after the 2011 earthquake and tsunami?
I think there is over 150,000 people still in temporary shelters. They have been unable to return to their own communities. Whether this also has to do with the Fukushima nuclear disaster, no? But in general, the communities that have been totally destroyed, there are processes of rebuilding, reconstructing in a safer environment, no? And that is taking time. I mean, that will always take time in every emergency. It's not only a matter of resources, but it's a matter of planning time, meeting the people's needs, no? And one thing that we highlight is always to consult populations, in particular, in this case, older people, about their aspirations for the future, no? Whether they want to return to their communities, whether they prefer to stay elsewhere. And we find divided opinions, no? Some, I think a large majority, want to return to the places of origin, but there is also a sizable proportion who prefer not to go there. They think that they are vulnerable to another similar disaster if they go there, no?